Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
WGN, John Williams here with Sherry Matlock, the Greater Kokomo Visitors Bureau Manager. Hey, Sherry, it's John. You're on WGN. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
How far away is Kokomo from, say, downtown Chicago?
It's around 3 hours, maybe a little less, but not too far.
Off of, is that Route 31 there?
Yes, we're right off of US 31, about halfway between South Bend and Indianapolis.
South Bend, Indianapolis, and then where from South Bend do you say? Northwest, east, south?
We're just south of South Bend. If you were in South Bend and you were going south to Indy, we're halfway between, right off of US 31.
And what kind of town is that? Is that a commuter town and folks head into other cities? Has it got its own industry going on? What's it like? How big is Kokomo?
Our population is around 60,000, and we are most certainly our own manufacturing city of itself. We have a lot of automotive and industrial heritage, and much of that continues today. A lot of manufacturing. We have Stellantis, which was formerly known as Chrysler. We have manufacturing facilities that make transmissions and engines, and they are actually now partnering with Samsung SDI. They're going to start building electric vehicle batteries here in Kokomo. Wow. Starting in 2025. So a lot of manufacturing in our city.
Boy, that's what everybody wants now. It used to be the auto manufacturing plants. Now it's the battery plants. There's a future. There's a future in that, isn't there?
There is, yes, absolutely.
You also have an old glassworks there. Do I know anything about that? Tell me about that.
So Kokomo Opalescent Glass is the oldest art glass company in the United States. It is here in Kokomo, and it has been here since 1888. Same location, and they make hand-mixed and rolled sheet glass. And you would most often see that in stained glass windows. So that you can go behind the tour or go behind the scenes and take a tour of this historic glass factory and see how they make sheet glass that they really ship all over the world. It's amazing.
I understand that some of that glass is in the Vatican, it's in cathedrals, it's in Disney theme parks. Is that all true?
Yes, yes. Art glass made here in Kokomo. As far as I understand, there are only four companies that manufacture the type of sheet glass that they make here. There's only four left in the country. So it's in high demand. And so a lot of the art glass that's made here in Kokomo can be found in large cathedrals, small churches throughout the world, many hotels, Disney theme parks. It's in the U.S. Air Force Academy. It's in many different applications, but most of that is through stained glass windows. They do manufacture some other kind of glass as well, but that's kind of their main business. Mm. So they offer a public factory tour. It's offered year-round, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays at 11 o'clock. They do take it by reservation only, but it's an amazing and fascinating process to watch if you've never seen how art glass or just glass in general is made.
Well, so that's one maybe stop on my weekend in Kokomo. What else will I do? What are the attractions for folks in the Chicago area to go to Kokomo, Indiana?
Sure. Well, we are really gearing up for the holidays. It's hard to believe that in 3 weeks it will be Thanksgiving. So we're really gearing up for the holidays. And one of our major holiday attractions is Christmas at the Cyberling. So the Cyberling Mansion is open nearly year-round. It was originally built in 1891 by Monroe Cyberling. He came to Kokomo in the late 19th century and built several large factories in the city. And the mansion was really built as his family's home. But today it's the home of the Howard County Historical Society and the Howard County Museum, and is really a local historic landmark. And while it's open as a museum year-round, for the holidays, it's transformed into this stunning and just magnificent holiday attraction. So the Christmas at the Cyberling event or attraction is something we are heavily promoting, is just something that is very unique and historic to our area.
If folks go to Kokomo to, like, do the town, they go to Geek Street, right?
Yes, yes. So Geek Street is in downtown Kokomo. We call it Geek Street, although that's kind of the fun name. It's really called Sycamore Street. But it's an entire block of downtown Kokomo where you would find comic books, vintage toys, books, trading cards, vinyl records, much more, all within downtown Kokomo. And so besides kind of some fun shopping, there's also art experiences, murals, art sculptures, just a variety of things in downtown, shops, eateries. There's some breweries. Downtown Kokomo is definitely a must stop.
Yeah. Talk to me about the breweries and restaurants. Where am I going to eat and drink?
Yes. Well, Sun King Brewing is in downtown, as well as the Coterie. Those two are great, locally owned, great options. We also have Cook McDougal's Irish Pub, also locally owned, some great Irish fare. We've got some sandwich shops, coffee shops, bakeries, a variety of local places, a little bit of something for everyone.
Yeah, right. And then what's the lodging like? Do you have an old hotel downtown? Is it Airbnbs? Where's the good place to stay?
We have several hotels. We have about 10 hotels throughout the city, most major chains that people are familiar with. We also have several Airbnbs. There are some Airbnbs in downtown Kokomo and some of our historic buildings. So that would be a very unique stay. We also have a place, it's outside of Kokomo, it's within our county, called Heritage Farm. And it is an Airbnb, but it's also an alpaca farm. And so you can actually stay on the farm in either a cabin or in a house and actually be part of an alpaca working farm. And it's quite an interesting place to stay, but very unique.
Couple of texts include these. Kokomo Toys is worth the trip. Is that a toy store?
It is. It is more of a vintage toy store. They have, if you think of, you know, more of 1970s and 80s toys, He-Man, some of the kind of old favorites, but they also have newer toys as well, but lots of collectibles. So they have they specialize in things that people might collect either today or vintage toys that people might collect.
Another texter says Kokomo is the home of the Kokomo Jackrabbits, a summer collegiate baseball team in the Northwoods League, and the stadium is one of the league's finest. I'm not going to go see a game now, I guess, but something to think about down the road, huh?
That's right. That's right. They play June through August. In downtown, there's a great big, beautiful stadium, baseball stadium. That's where they play. And we also have a basketball team, the Kokomo Bobcats. So between the Kokomo Bobcats and the Kokomo Jackrabbits, you can see both basketball and baseball.
Well, do folks plan a trip to Kokomo based on what's happening at Notre Dame? Do they say a football game this weekend or a basketball game, and so we'll make it a twofer?
Possibly, but I think more of it is we're a destination of ourselves. So most of it is people that are coming to our area. We also have a lot of sports complexes and facilities. So we host a lot of sports tournaments and sporting events throughout mostly in the summer. But most certainly we would be a stop along if you were going to Notre Dame for a game.
I know we've got a giveaway to Kokomo, a weekend getaway. You and a guest get an overnight stay, dinner at Half Moon Restaurant and Brewery, treats at Popcorn Cafe and J. Edwards Gourmet Fine Chocolates, tickets to see Christmas at the Cyberling. You were talking about that beloved holiday mansion and, well, mansion and a holiday tradition there. I love those old restored buildings. It seems like every small town or medium-sized town has maybe one or two of these old mansions that the Historical Society is working, you know, endlessly to try and raise money and reestablish. And this sounds like one of those.
Absolutely. It's been beautifully restored, but it has all of the original architectural design, original hand-carved woodwork that made it really unique when it was originally built. It has multiple exhibits and things to see inside, but during the holidays, it's just extravagantly decorated and one of our most beloved traditions, as you said. It opens the Saturday after Thanksgiving and stays open for holiday tours through the end of the year. It's got both daytime and evening hours if you wanted to see it in the evening. It's kind of special lit up at night, but it's beautifully restored.
Wow.
We're thankful to have it in our community.
To sign up for the contest to win a trip to that place, plus all those other things I just mentioned, visit the contest page at WGNradio.com. We've got a contest tab. Go to WGNradio.com, click there, a couple of more strokes, and you're registered to win. Otherwise, everybody else, let's just click on visit Kokomo.com, KOKOMO, visit Kokomo.org. Okay. Nice to talk to you, Sherry. We'll see you out there this holiday.
Sounds wonderful. Thank you.
Sherry Matlock is the manager of their Visitors Bureau. It's